Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Comedian Julie J, good morning.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Now, Julie, before you were a comedian, you were a Moontour. So in true Moontour fashion, you've made us a list of rules, the do's and the don'ts of St. Patrick's Day.
I have. You see, I love nothing more than a list, Brendan. This is my forte.
I know. Lucky Fred. So first off, a do. You say, do go to a parade in a regional town.
Oh, it has to be done. I think don't go to the bigger ones. I know this is controversial. Do go for a regional parade because that's where the crack is. I think the less money, the better the parade. That's
yes.
always been my mantra. So, you know, even when I think back on even parades now, I would have seen down through the years, Brexit, there were great floats that time. Do you remember Brexit is bull and there'd be a bull on the truck? Like, great stuff. Theresa Mannion, don't make unnecessary journeys. That was a good one in Dingle Parade one year, many years ago. And I think the regional ones, they're always great crack. You have a few paper mache heads as well. On more than one occasion, I've thought to myself, I cannot believe Leo Franker is in Dingle for Patrick's Day. And then I've realised it's a paper mache head. Like, that is how convincing and uncanny the resemblances are. So I think you have to go regional for the parade, for sure. And sure,
and if you're an admirer of agricultural machinery as well.
Yes, if you're on the lookout for a man with land, I do think it's a good one. Because basically, again, you know, the committees, they get together before the parade. They say, listen, who's got a tractor or a car with four wheels? And then they just put them out into the parade. So it's good just to see who's got the good new tractor as well. If that's what you're looking for, a bit of road frontage, I think the parade is the place to be.
Sure, isn't it? What we're all looking for. Okay, so then the Dublin parade, obviously a different story. 500,000 people expected to be there. What are your do's and don'ts if you're going to the Dublin parade?
Well, I think do have a wee in advance. Let's either have a wee so in advance
true.
Or bring a receptacle. And if you are planning to go to the Dublin parade, I mean, I wouldn't be drinking any liquids between now and then. Like, you really, you know, there aren't enough loos. There just aren't enough loos. So do bring a receptacle. And also, I think don't go too early. I never get this. It's kind of like when people pay for priority tickets for airplanes. I'm like, lads, we're all going to be here for a certain duration. Why do you want to prolong this experience? So I think don't be too early for the Dublin parade, I feel.
And what about dress code, Julie? So the adults first, like, should we go all out, the full leprechaun?
Oh yeah, Brendan, it's for me now, whether it's a bake sale in the local community hall or Chemical Brothers in the Three Arena or Patrick's Day Parade, it's go hard or go home. That's okay. Always been my motto. So I think you're, you know, why not? Like, have a bit of fun with it. I mean, we were brought up to believe that we couldn't wear green. This was a big thing in the 80s, that we could only wear green on Patrick's Day. And then Riverdance obviously happened in the mid 90s, and everyone was like, hang on a minute, maybe I can wear green. When we saw Jean Butler wearing green, it opened up a whole new world. It's kind of like, you know, obviously the mid 90s was a big time because people started saying to themselves, maybe I can wear colour, maybe I can divorce my husband. Like, it was a really exciting time. So I think definitely, especially for us 80s babies, like, dust off the green and just really, yeah, just embrace your inner leprechaun. Why not?
I am dressed in, you know, one of those suits with shamrocks all over it. That's what I'm wearing now, and a leprechaun beard on top hat.
That's, you sound like Fred on his wedding day. My husband, that was his exact outfit.
The kids then, basically anything green, from, like, it can be sportswear, anything.
Oh, for sure. Well, I mean, I have so many outfits now for the baby because I have a 6-month-old, and there's not a hope I'm tricking my husband into a third baby. So we're going all out now with the Patrick's Day outfits for sure.
And then last two rules. You're saying do break Lent.
Oh, for sure. Isn't that what it's all about? Have an Easter egg. I'm pretty sure that's written somewhere in the Bible, isn't it? Like, don't quote me on specifics, but I think New Testament, it does say Patrick's Day is the day to break out the Easter egg. Or in my house, just a Tuesday, because they're so cheap, these Easter eggs. I'm just cracking them open any chance I get. But I think absolutely break Lent on Patrick's Day. It's what it's all about.
Yeah, I think some people every Sunday they break Lent, basically, which seems kind of contra-indicative,
well, yes,
if you will.
Obviously, but, yeah, these people will be going straight to hell. We know that. But look, they're good people.
And finally, and look, I think this is the highlight of the day for most of us. You're saying, do watch the Parades Roundup on the 6-1 News.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a big fan of the 6-1 News most days because it signifies to me we can all go to bed and it's another day over. Like, that's why I like the 6-1 News. But it's just, is it not the best 6-1 News of the year? It's so much fun watching, again, like just the regional humour and people being topical and having a bit of fun with it. And, you know, obviously Cork this year, I'm sure, as I was saying, will be Oscar mad with Killian. And, you know, we do feel bad for the Cork people because obviously so many Irish people trying to claim Killian as one of their own, but he's Cork, so you know it'll be great watching all of this on the 6-1 News. I can't wait either.
And Julie J, thank you very much, and your Julie Madly Deeply tour kicks off in Tralee on Friday and you're almost nationwide after that. More details on juliejcomedy.com. Gormagut, Julie J.
Gormina Brenton Sloan.